My guest at this time is Virginia Republican Congressman Scott Ridgel. He is a freshman Republican representing the Old Dominion's 2nd Congressional District, which is in the Norfolk area, including that area, and is one of the highest densely populated districts in the country of veterans. And on this Veterans Day, we want to talk to the congressman about the importance of that, not only in his district, but also recognizing the service of veterans around the country. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us and for your own service. I know you were in the Marine Corps Reserve for a number of years.
Well, Greg, thank you so much. What a great privilege it is to represent the 2nd District. As you rightly noted, we have the highest concentration, over 100,000 veterans in the 2nd District alone, and we had a wonderful day today at a Veterans Day parade. I went to a retirement center after that at a pinning ceremony where we recognized and honored our senior veterans, and it just is, I'm just overwhelmed, really, by just what I saw today, the gratitude expressed toward our veterans. It's just really encouraging.
What do you notice from those who served over 60 years ago, the World War II vets, and those who serve today? What are the things that kind of differentiate them, and what are the things that remain constant regardless of the generation?
Well, I think I can speak to that. My father, Ike Ridgel, I just got off the phone with him. He served at Iwo Jima all across the Pacific campaign. And then our son, Justice, he is serving as well. He's in the Marine Corps Reserve. And as I went back to Parris Island when my son graduated from boot camp, I was pleasantly surprised, really stunned to see. It's like Parris Island had been in a time warp. I mean, the values, the tradition, the warrior ethos that's instilled in young Marines, and this applies to all services, not just the Marine Corps, Army, Navy, Air Force, of course, and our Coast Guard. All these core values have been transmitted from my father's generation to me and our generation, and then on to this next generation. So the core values are there. They love their country. They're willing to sacrifice for their country. There's new things like iPods and you know, cell phones and all that. Much has changed, but the core essentials have not, and that's really encouraging.
Talk about that a little more. I assume you went through the boot camp process as well. So based on your own personal experience and that from your own dad and your own son, what is it about military experience that prepares you for adulthood or the working world or anything else that life throws at you?
Well, one of the things that I learned at Parris Island at age 18, when I got off that bus, I called that all-inclusive resort off the coast of South Carolina. You know, all your activities are planned for about 3 months. One of the things that I learned, Greg, was that the importance of leadership by example. There was not one thing that those young, I guess they were maybe 26, 28-year-old drill instructors asked of us that they did not first do themselves. And that's been seared into my memory. And I'll look for every opportunity when I was in business, for example, to make sure now in public service that I'm leading by example. Whatever we're asking of those whom we lead, we need to first live that out and demonstrate that we're willing to do that. And that's been a very powerful lesson that I learned from my experience.
Talk a little bit more about your district in particular, given the fact that so many have been deployed, especially over the past decade. What does the strong veteran population mean for the families in that district when their loved ones are away? What it means for encouraging those soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines when they're home? How is the culture different than perhaps other districts around the country?
Well, Greg, I think one thing, we have actually less than 1% of the population defending the other 99%. That's the nature of our volunteer force. And around the Hampton Roads area in Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Hampton, for example, and our eastern shore, there's a very high percentage of people who have either served or are serving now, or their family members are serving. And I'll give you a quick example. You could be in a local grocery store just checking out or going through maybe down to get a cup of coffee at the local coffee shop, and right behind you or to your side could be someone who literally was in Afghanistan last week. This is not uncommon. Our special forces are, they could be, some of our service members have been in the theater 14, 15 times in forward deployment. So there's an extraordinary amount of sacrifice here. I think folks keenly appreciate that. Our mayor, Mayor Will Sessoms in Virginia Beach, Paul Frame in Norfolk, for example. We just put our arms around our military families. We let them know we appreciate them. And I would hope that those who are listening today, if they're in an area that's not so concentrated with men and women in uniform, still seek out someone who has served, thank them. And we're having some folks over to our home for Thanksgiving, which is going to just be a lot of fun, about 20 service members, and it's just a very practical way to express appreciation.
We're talking with Virginia Republican Congressman Scott Ridgel. And Congressman, in our last couple of minutes here, I want to get your thoughts on what you see as your role, as, or even the role of the entire Congress, in making sure that our active duty forces as well as our veterans are cared for. What do you see as your top priorities there?
Well, right now, in these acute fiscal times that we're in, there is discussion among some about, okay, well, do we change military retirement or health care? And my position on this is that for those who are receiving benefits now or coming up on receiving benefits, it's much like Social Security. I really think it's a breach of trust to change the rules in mid-game. Now, if we want to talk about someone who's entering the service right now and say, look, it might be 21 years instead of 20 years before retirement, that's perfectly fine. But I think as a nation, we should not even for a moment consider changing what those who have spent so much time away from their families have earned. And I, along with so many others in Congress, I believe will make sure that our country, you know, meets its obligation to stand true to the promises that we made these young people when they entered the service so many years ago.
Congressman, sounds like you had a very special day in your district today, but given the makeup of your district, it sounds like it's pretty special every day. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Craig. I appreciate the opportunity to speak on this topic. It's been just a real honor to be with our veterans today. Thanks again.
Thank you, sir. Virginia Republican Congressman Scott Ridgel represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of the House Armed Services Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.